Winning Kerala's Pudupalli by an unprecedented vote of over 37,000, gifting a new record for the constituency. A young politician who took Kerala's political scene by a storm with his unique style and stride. Well, a lawyer and lecturer by profession. On the next guest from the 973 show, it is Member of Legislative Assembly of Kerala, Chandi Oommen. Mr. Oommen, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I, on purpose, did not bring your father's name on the intro because I always felt that, you know, that shadow has been following you. How do you look at that? Because everybody introduces you as Oommen Chandi sir's son. I know that's a beautiful gift and privilege and legacy, but how do you look at this shadow?
Even if you didn't say the intro, now you have said it.
No, that's my question. That's my question.
So it's not a shadow. It is like a grace from heaven. So it doesn't matter. It might have some minuses, but I consider all the minuses plus only.
Right. You have been you've been there always in Pudupalli with your father and with the people. But then after the era of Mr. Oommen Chandi, what is that you made different in your people approach style?
Actually, there is no after the era. It continues. Because even now today, people sometimes address me as Oommen Chandi only. So for them, he is still a living legend.
Okay.
So it's not a bygone era for them. Even now, many of them go to his tomb. And, you know, it's because their interactions, their connections with him. That's an umbilical cord. So it is not broken even now. So anyways, he is not present with us physically.
Mm-hmm.
So I am trying to fill his void, which is a difficult task.
And I know it's a very big shoe, isn't it?
Very big shoe. It's been tasked to follow that, but still, I am doing what I am able to do.
Mm-hmm. There used to be an open majlis kind of a thing at your home in Pudupalli. Yeah. Do you still continue that?
No, I am staying there 7 days a day, the week.
Mm-hmm.
Because I stay in Pudupalli. Father had to travel. So that is why he gave his word that he will be there Saturday, Sunday. So what I am trying to do is, I'm trying to stay there every day of a week, except for the assembly days and except when I'm not there. So I'm always with the people. Whatever I can do, I'm trying to do. And even Sundays when I'm there, crowd is there,
mm-hmm.
as they used to come in it.
Right. So as I said, you know, it was an unprecedented number of votes, isn't it? So people have really embraced you wholeheartedly. Now, after this, a while from now, how do you look at your giving back? In what way do you think you have done justice to your voters?
Oh, basically, in terms of projects, I have tried to initiate a few of them, including 50 houses from mm-hmm. entire state.
Right?
50 years, because 53, I slightly experienced a crunch. So I am not able to. First, I thought I'll finish this 50, then I go forward.
So this 50 is spread across or
Kerala, and 41 is in my constituency.
Okay, right.
So I put a time bar for it, but certain restrictions, you know,
definitely.
Financial support. So that's why there is a hold. So, but I hope to finish it by this June, mm-hmm. max.
So these are the projects that...
These are the houses we have built for the poor people. Mm-hmm. Last year, I gave a scholarship of 45 lakhs for my students.
Okay.
That also, not from the government fund, but by support from various people. Then I brought in a sports stuff in the constituency.
Okay.
Where children are getting it free. I'm trying to build two more turfs where children will get it free. School children, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to make Pudupalli a sports hub, especially building an indoor stadium. So we are trying our best from this, the private side of, you know, funds.
Mm-hmm.
Government funds, I've spent almost 2 to 3 crores for just for the sports.
Okay.
Two stadiums, I allotted funds in Pudupalli, Mantragada and Mainadam. And government has been positive on that side. I have spent almost 1 crore for 2 swimming pools, or mm-hmm. rather than renovating, what do you say, column?
Okay. Yeah.
So renovating that. I thought of making the swimming pool, but maintenance cost will make it difficult. So renovation of a pool, a column is better, or the pond is better. So that it will remain natural also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So people can still use it even after the renovation for water source. So this is then we are trying to bring some scholarships for students and entrance exams for students, training for central universities, and we also try to improve on the roads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, through not only through funds but through various different means of strikes or protest. I declared that I'll tar a road as part of a mass movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the government opened their eyes and tarred that road after a matter of 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
So roads, but because roads are not my responsibility, but people think it's MLA who can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a panchayat or the PWD, both are not, you know, in my hands. It has different political affiliations. So whatever I am trying, I have tried to interact with maximum poor people to support them. That's my
just to take you back, you mentioned quite a few projects related to sports. Is sports close to your heart?
Yeah, sports is because it's an anti-drugs movement. From the day I have been elected MLA, I've been fighting these drugs, because I didn't say it very openly, but I was very keen that we should fight drugs. It's an issue now.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue for some time. So what's the best way of attracting the students away from, or children away from drugs, is using sports.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need diversions.
Yes.
So there's a Haryana model which is there. We are also starting a football camp.
Mm-hmm.
From May 4th, the governor of Maharashtra is inaugurating.
Okay.
Sri C.P. Radhakrishnan. Mm-hmm. He's inaugurating the anti-drugs movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's the football training for entire district of Kottayam. And also we are trying to create 2-3 tourist places in our place, so that, you know, sports can be, all kinds of sports can be played there.
Right, okay. Coming to you as a professional, I expected you to be in a khadar today, but then you're looking very elegant in a different attire. You're a lawyer and lecturer.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your take on politicians and professional, being a professional, working?
It's not an easy task, mm-hmm. because I can't do anything.
You used to be practice?
No, I can't do anything.
You can't do it, right?
I can do it. I don't have the time to. I want to teach also, but it's a
different. What subject do you teach in?
Law, basically.
Law, okay.
So constitutional law, you know.
I'm sure you miss doing that, right?
Yeah, I miss doing it. And if you have to, you know, stay with it, you have to practice, you have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would have to have forgotten half of it. So I want to be in touch with the subject, and I want to be in touch with the students, and so that you can also learn. That's the entire process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you teaching, but I feel that I am learning a lot from when I teach. So I hope to continue it someday.
Right. But my question is, like, you know, what is your take on politicians working or making their livelihood through a profession? Or
no, unless and until there's a profession, it is mm-hmm. difficult to sustain.
Mm-hmm.
But Kerala politics is such a demanding job that it's not easy to do both.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow there are people who are able to manage. Matthew Kurnaran has been able to.
Yeah.
He has a law firm which has been doing well from a long time. So he has been able to manage somehow.
Yeah. All right. And there is also a portfolio which I saw, which is affiliated to you about with the Youth Congress, right? You are heading, or you're chairing that.
No, I was removed. I'm not there anymore.
I'm not. But still, you know, what is your take on young politicians or younger? Because you yourself is under 40 as a young politician, a role model perhaps. What is your message, key message to young blood out there?
Indeed, they should come into politics, and until they come into politics, if they want to change anything, it's not possible unless they change. So they need to come in politics to change anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
So I would request all to come into politics.
Right. May I ask you what brings you to Bahrain?
Actually, I was in Moscow.
Yeah, okay. Let me ask you on that. Yeah, how was the experience? It's such a blessing to have witnessed the I think you went for the funeral of...
But I was in Moscow for the All Religion Summit we are doing on behalf of Shivagiri Math. Uh-huh. Shivagiri Math of Varkala has been keen on organizing Sarva Dharma Sabha or All Religion Summit throughout the world. So they wanted to do an event in Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me the responsibility, and I, along with Vireshwaranda Swamiji and Babu Rajji of Bharat,
mm-hmm.
we three went and met the Pope. He gave his permission. Yes. Then we organized one event in December 30, December 1st, November 30th. And a lot of people from throughout the world, five religions people had participated, in this representative of five religions had participated. Post that, they want to do few of them in other cities of the world also. Next week, they are doing in London. And they also want to do it in Moscow. So I had gone to Moscow for that. So when I landed, I heard of the news of the demise of His mm-hmm. Holiness.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and Swamiji decided that we need to be there because mm-hmm. of the commitment we have.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the permission to hold the entire summit. And His Holiness met all 185 of them. And in this busy world, he's the busiest man on earth. He's meeting everyone, and it's unheard in Vatican, I am told, that he has met all the people and taken gifts from all. But he was very keen. That shows his respect for India and Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
The way he considers India, that's his mind, I believe. So because of that, we went there. And when we went there, it was a very solemn moment for us. It was difficult for us to believe that the person who few months ago we met is not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It is a difficult idea, but still, his life is one which has to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because even on the last day, he met the people.
Yes. He stayed for the Easter Mass.
He met everyone, and he prayed for Gaza.
Yes,
that he was said his last there should be peace in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a testimonial which says that there should be dialogue between all the faiths. They should be all one. All the faiths should be one.
On that note, Bahrain has been blessed because he was here for an all faith dialogue last year.
So actually, there is only one faith.
Mm-hmm.
People are understanding it differently because of the culture, because of the language, which he himself said, religions are languages. So language to pray to God. So it may differ from one person to another, but it's only one spirituality which is there throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
So such an apostle has passed on from this world. We hope that a similar person will come and protect everyone on earth. Try to speak for every poor person. That's what compassion is needed. So compassion for every person. I said when I went to Vatican, I found that people are staying just outside the St. Peter Square. People from nowhere. They don't have even, maybe they don't even have the passports. Pope had given the permission for them to stay. So that's what I think. That's compassion, and we should replicate that in our lives. That's a key point I take from there, that we should try to be more compassionate, more understanding, more empathetic towards others.
Mm-hmm.
And even if, you know, death is only the beginning of life, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We should, you know, try to understand that point also.
So you're en route Kerala, back from...
Yeah, I'm en route Kerala, back from Rome too.
So any specific purpose for the visit in Bahrain?
No, I've come here for an OICC meeting.
Okay.
I was supposed to come here about 1 year back. But due to Bharat Jodo Nyaya Yatra, which was concluding in Bombay, I went for that. So I missed coming here. So I had to somehow make it.
Okay.
But I thought of cancelling it because of the Rome event.
Mm-hmm.
But then second time cancelling would be difficult.
Mm-hmm. In fact, OICC is doing a wonderful job. Even IYCC is doing a wonderful job in Bahrain. Just like, you know, giving back to this country that has been home to all of us for a while. And maybe before we conclude, I would want to ask you for a message for the larger people in Bahrain who hold you close, just like your father. So
diaspora of Bahrain diaspora anywhere is the strength of India, strength of Kerala. All the Pravasis are the reason why India is reached this extent. A Pravasi called Mahatma Gandhi returned to India and changed India forever, fruits of which we are enjoying even today. So each of their actions, each of their thoughts, each of their doings support our country forever. So we are indebted to Pravasis. But my belief is, or my hope is, there are no more Pravasis. Because our country has to provide for all, should not allow people to leave India, should give their livelihood, they should be able to lead their lives with, their heads held high. Now it's time for us to do that. Forever we can't allow our people to go to various parts of the world for sustenance. Our citizens, our people who are part of our soil, I think they should be able to, each one of us should be able to lead their life with their heads held high. But I will not say completely no to, transfer of,
there is also the other side of it, right?
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, thank you so much. A message beyond politics. That was the young politician, Chandi Oommen, speaking to us about humanity, embracing all faiths, say no to drugs, empowering youth with sports, and urging youngsters to take the reins. Well, until we meet with yet another guest on The Next Guest, this is Rajiv Unnikrishnan signing off.